We are going to now look at our Bible reading. It is the very last verses in the book of Luke. It is Luke chapter 24, verse 50-53. So it goes quite quickly, so listen really, really well. Have you got your ears prepared, children? Yes? You ready? Here we go. Here's the Bible reading.
When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God.
Hello, everyone. That was a short passage, wasn't it? They're normally long passages, aren't they? But today's passage was very short, but very important. Very important. Now, I said to Joe earlier that this is the best thing ever, that Jesus goes up to heaven. But he's also leaving his disciples, isn't he? He's leaving his friends who have followed him. If someone you love left you, would you be happy? Would you be happy? No. So what's happening here? Why are the disciples so joyful? They're really happy, aren't they? It says they were filled with joy and that they were worshipping Jesus. That means they was like they were bowed down, worshipping him. And Jesus, his hands was stretched out and he was blessing them. And wow, what's happening here? Then Jesus, as he's blessing them, is taken up. And he goes into heaven. This is an amazing thing, isn't it? What's happening here? Why is this the best thing ever? What is happening here? Well, a lot is happening here. Do you remember that Joe showed us earlier with the game? That when we went down, Jesus was buried, isn't it? He comes up and he was raised from the dead. And then he goes to heaven and then he sat down. Everything that Jesus has done is connected, isn't it? It's all one thing. And when Jesus goes to heaven, it means that he has finished and completed his work and goes to sit down on his throne. And the disciples were filled with joy. And I want you to be filled with joy too. I really want you to see how great this is. It is the greatest thing ever. So I'm going to give you two reasons. Why is it so good that Jesus went to heaven? Why is it such good news? Why should it fill us with joy? And why should we worship Jesus? Number one, the first reason why it is so good that Jesus went to heaven. Well, the first reason is it means that Jesus is bringing us back into God's presence. Heaven is where God is. Heaven is where God is. Earth is where man is. That's where all of us are now. And we are told in the Bible that we are separated from God because we are sinful and we are not worthy of being in his presence. There's a separation between God's place and man's place. What's happening when we see Jesus go up to heaven? Jesus, we've just seen last week, Jesus is a man, isn't he? He's a man, he's like one of us. He had a body like us, he eats like us. Jesus is one of us. And this is showing us that finally human beings can be back in God's presence because Jesus is a human. He brings humans back into the presence of God in heaven. He's the first one ever to do that. No one else is worthy of going up into heaven to be with God. But Jesus is worthy. He is the perfect man. That's why Paul says there's only one mediator, there's only one connector between God and man, and it is the man Jesus Christ. When the disciples see Jesus go up to heaven, I think they are seeing, finally, Finally, it has happened. Finally, mankind, human beings, people, children, adults can go back into God's presence because Jesus has gone there. If we believe in Jesus Christ, we will ascend to heaven. We will go to heaven, just like Jesus. Wow, that's already a reason for us to be joyful, isn't it? That's amazing. That's amazing. You know what it reminds me of? Have you seen the Olympics? Has anyone seen the Olympics? Yeah? Put your hands up. Who knows who Mo Farah is? Yeah, Mo Farah. Why are we so happy when Mo Farah wins the gold in the Olympics? Why are we... I didn't win the gold in the Olympics. I didn't run the race. But when Mo Farah wins, we're happy, aren't we? Who was happy when Mo Farah won in the Olympics? Yeah, yeah. That's because Mo Farah represents our nation, Great Britain. Isn't it? When he wins, the nation wins. It's the same for the people of Jesus Christ. Everyone who believes in Jesus will go with him to heaven. When he goes, we see that we too will go back into God's presence. That's great news. Number two, there's another reason why Jesus going to heaven is the best thing ever. And that's because he goes there as our king. He goes there as our king. Jesus, he represents us, but he also rules for us. He's like he's the great prime minister of everything. He has control over everything. He rules everything. But not only does he have all power, but he also loves us. He cares for you. He loves you. And he rules the world for you so that everything that you were made for would come true. Jesus loves you. That's why he was blessing his people as he went up. Because he is so good and full of goodness towards you. This is amazing. It means when you get very sad, when bad things happen to you, you can know that even though these bad things are happening, there is a king who rules everything, who loves you, who cares for you, and who will work things together for your good. That's amazing. I remember when I used to be a young boy, I used to feel sad sometimes because none of my friends believed in Jesus. And I used to feel quite strange. Why am I one of the very few people who believes in Jesus? And sometimes I would feel ashamed. But something I've learned is that if I remember that Jesus, my Lord, is the King of the universe and I will one day go to be where he is, wow, that is so much better than how sometimes I feel bad here on earth. Jesus is better. This gives me hope. This is great news. And even now, as I'm an older person, even now as I've grown, I still find that Jesus, now being in the heavens as a man and as totally God and as totally man, it helps me when I feel down. It's a great comfort to me to know that my King is ruling in the heavens. It's the best thing ever. And when we realize how good it is, we, like the disciples, will be filled with joy. It gives us a reason to worship. A reason to worship Jesus. And that's what I want you to remember in the week. As you look back to Sunday, what did I learn? I learned that Jesus has gone to the heavens as a king. And that gives me a reason to worship him. Gives me a reason to worship. So we're gonna go to God now in prayer. And we're gonna respond to him. And I pray that as we do that, you will know his presence. You will know that he's not far from you. Even though he's gone to the heavens, he's everywhere because he's God. You will know his presence and that you will put his trust in him. I pray that you will do that this morning. So let's pray together now. Our Lord Jesus Christ, our King, you were taken up to heaven because you are the greatest and you are worthy of God's presence. You are worthy of ruling the whole earth. All authority has been given to you. And that not only do you represent us in heaven as a man, but you are also God. And you fill all things. These things are a mystery. They are amazing things. And it will take us our whole lives to understand them. But we worship you. We bow our heads to you and we praise you. And we ask that in the week to come, you will remind us that you right now are in the heavens, praying for us, ruling the whole universe for us, for our good. And even when bad things happen, we can know that you love us, you care for us, and you're working things for our good. We worship you, our Lord Jesus, now. Please be with us, we ask. In your great name, we pray. Amen.